Hi, this is Sukyun Lee, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby.
Good morning, good morning. We are dancing in with Soul Mikasa, Mano Dibango. This is Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, right here in the place to be, CJSF Radio 90.1, with your Friday Speak Up Show. Have we got a treat in store for you. This is your own Sister C, and yes, I do have a treat for you today. This is the first Friday of International Poetry Month, and I am going to be walking you along some of the significant music for these phases or styles. Civic poems that were written for gospel, blues, jazz, black power, love, hip-hop, and multimedia, all incorporating music into the exploration of black poetry in North America. One of the things I've been doing is looking at the ways that black poetry, black poets, were influential in different phases and genres of music. But we are going to start with something special that you may have experienced or seen and not understood why people stood up. We're going to start with Lift Every Voice and Sing, later named the Black National Anthem. It was written by James Weldon Johnson and his brother James Rosamond Johnson, both of whom were educators, and it was written in 1900. The poem speaks of faith, resilience, hope, pain, and endurance. It was written initially, what a lot of people don't know, it was to celebrate President Abraham Lincoln's birthday. Then his brother, James Rosamond, was a composer. Both of these guys were brilliant. They were college educators. They were composers that people hired to write or organize music for events. So this song, Lift Every Voice and Sing, was presented, introduced to the public by a group of 500 African-American children. Now, if you can imagine organizing five kids to do something, you can see the brilliance that took to organize 500 children to make this presentation in Jacksonville, Florida. And the college, Stanton Institute, was where James Weldon Johnson was the principal. So we're going to, you have a chance to stand, and you can marvel at all of the ways that these different stanzas touch different parts of your brain, your heart, your energy, and why it's still relevant for people to sing it today and to stand in recognition of something that has been around since 1900.
Lift every voice and sing.
Okay, you may be seated now. I'm sure that your emotions are just pulsing on a positive form. I'm going to give you something else that is historical, because somehow, from the time that I was in school in the 50s and the time that my grandsons and nephews are in school, the history of the literature books do not cover some of the things that you're hearing. We're going to hear from Gwendolyn Brooks, who won the Pulitzer Prize for Poetry on May 1st in 1950. She was the first African-American to win a Pulitzer Prize. And the chapter or segment of the book was about Annie. Annie Allen was a character, and she was a character, an ordinary girl in living in Chicago, and the poems were about her everyday life. We're going to also hear another poem that she said it wasn't her favorite poem, but audiences, people who heard her, liked to hear the pool players. So we'll see what you think after you hear these two pieces by Gwendolyn Brooks.
We real cool, the pool players, seven at the golden shovel. We real cool, we left school, we lurk light, we strike straight, we sing sin, we thin gin, we jazz June, we die soon. The mother, abortions will not let you forget. You remember the children you got that you did not get. The damp, small pulps, with a little or with no hair. The singers and workers that never handled the air. You will never neglect or beat them, or silence or buy with a sweet. You will never wind up the sucking thumb, or scuttle off ghosts that come. You will never leave them, controlling your luscious sigh. Return for a snack of them, with gobbling mother eye. I have heard in the voices of the wind, the voices of my dim, killed children. I have contracted. I have eased my dim dears at the breasts they could never suck. I have said, sweets, if I sinned, if I seized your luck and your lives from your unfinished reach, if I stole your births and your names, your straight baby tears and your games, your stilted or lovely loves, your tumult, your marriages, aches, and your deaths, if I poisoned the beginnings of your breaths, believe that even in my deliberateness I was not deliberate. Though why should I whine? Whine that the crime is other than mine, since anyhow you are dead, or rather, or instead, you were never made. But that too, I am afraid, is faulty. What shall I say? How is the truth to be said? You were born, you had body, you died. It is just that you never giggled, or planned, or cried. Believe me, I loved you all. Believe me, I knew you, though faintly. And I loved you all.
Now that we've heard the poem, you might know that it never was set to music, but her voice tugged heartstrings as she read. Her shortest quote was, "Writing is a delicious agony." So we have our table set now to move into a segment of our program where we have music that's associated with particular genres. We are starting with gospel. Gospel music has been a source of strength and inspiration for generations of African Americans and others. We're starting our journey with Sweet Honey in the Rock and their rendition of Ain't Gonna Let Nobody Turn Me Around. Sweet Honey in the Rock were featured at many civil rights rallies, peace rallies, community organizations. So let's hear Ain't Gonna Let Nobody Turn Me Around.
Ain't gonna let nobody turn me round, turn me round, turn me round. Ain't gonna let nobody turn me round. I'm gonna keep on walking, keep on talking, marching up to freedom land. Ain't gonna
So I know after hearing that, you are feeling like you're not going to let anybody turn you around either. Continuing on with gospel music, Mahalia Jackson, known as the Queen of Gospel, had a voice that stirred souls and uplifted spirits. We're going to listen to her rendition of Precious Lord, Take My Hand, which, as you might imagine, every song starts out as somewhat of a poem by the author or the writer. So let's hear that and feel how it stirred so many people's hearts. Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King always asked her to sing when he was preaching or doing an organization event in a city. So let's see how that moves you through this day. As the blues emerged, there were some people who called that wicked or evil music, because some of the chords, some of the same musical patterns that are in gospel were found in blues. But Langston Hughes was a prominent figure of the Harlem Renaissance, and he captured the essence of the blues in his poem, The Weary Blues. Let's explore his evocative words alongside some blues music.
Suns are setting. This is what I'm gonna sing. Suns are setting. This is what I'm gonna sing. I feel the blues are coming. I wonder what the blues will bring. Drowsy, syncopated tune, rocking back and forth to a mellow croon. I heard a Negro play. Down on Lenox Avenue the other night, by the pale, dull pallor of a one-bulb light, he did a lazy sway. He did a lazy sway to the tune of those weary blues. With his ebony hands and each ivory key, he made that poor piano moan with melody. Oh, blues. Swaying to and fro on his rickety stool, he played that sad, raggy tune like a musical fool. Sweet blues, coming from a black man's soul. Oh, blues. Deep song voice with a melancholy tone, I heard that Negro sing, that old piano moan. Ain't got nobody in all this world, ain't got nobody but myself. I was going to quit my frowning and put my troubles on the shelf. Thump, 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 when he's put on the floor. He played a few chords, then he sang some more. I got the weary blues, I can't be satisfied. Got the weary blues, I can't be satisfied. I ain't happy no more, and I wish that I had died. Far into the night, he crooned that tune. The stars went out, and so did the moon. The singer stopped playing and went to bed, while the weary blues echoed through his head. He slept like a rock or a man that's dead.
Oh, those weary blues make you think of long hours, dissatisfied treatment, not being recognized for the genius, the ordinary genius that many people have just in the things that they do. Langston Hughes was also a part of the Harlem Renaissance and the Black Arts Movement, as was Sonia Sanchez. Sonia Sanchez was a leading figure in the Black Arts Movement. She pays tribute to Langston Hughes with the poem, I've Known Rivers. Let's immerse ourselves in her powerful words.
So listen, listen, gentle persons. I come to you this night with two voices. I come to praise this man, this brother, this genius, this holy man, this weaver of words, threading silver and gold into our veins. I come with the voice of the praiser. Duchamp became perennial, who piloted us into the slow bloodstream of America, and we tagged behind, walking on tiptoes, heard his voice like jazz, like blues, like seculars, agitating, keeping us on the edge of ourselves, breathing in our own noise, and we became small miracles. Something underneath your hands likes to land, something mighty, something human, something radical in your hands, accenting our blue flesh, observing us in a familiar city called Harlem, New York, the world, where we returned as earth, blood, water, death, where we became traveling men and women, turning corners, moving like black trains across the country, lioness men and women, immortal in our moving, living with nothing, dying from everything, so much life coursing through your major span, so many vacancies filled by your eyes, man. So listen, 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 gentle men, gentle women, pull your hearts out of your armpits, get your tuxedos out of mothballs, put your long red dress on, girl, and snap your breasts into place as we go dancing on Langston Hughes' tongue, living, speaking without a crutch. This is his centennial, his birthday. Tonight is the political act. It is today. Today has arrived. Woke up this morning, my eyes on Langston. Woke up this morning with my eyes on Langston. Woke up this morning with my eyes on Langston. Gonna live, gonna love, gonna resist just like him.